Welcome back to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Dr. Lisa Leal, and we'll be joining our co-host, Mike Hertzing. And today we're going to talk about those medications that are still in your cupboard. Are you keeping medications in your cabinet, and are they more than 2 years old? Well, let's talk about what the FDA says and what many studies have shown to show that they are still effective. Have a blessed day. Keep on listening.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Hertzing, and this awesome lady next to me is Dr. Lisa Leal.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Well, hey.
I know. We've got a great thing to talk about today.
It is a good one today. All right, folks. Dr. Leal is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be. And our goal with this podcast is to give you one nugget, just one thing that you can use to make better health choices in your life. And that's going to make a big difference. Because I'll tell you what, it's made a big difference for me and everybody around here. It's great staff here. Great folks. All right, Doc, you ready?
Yes, let's talk about it.
All right. In response to the listeners' emails, we're going to talk about medications. You know, we get these things and you're like, I'm going to take this. Oh, man, I still got some left. Oh, it expired last month. Got to throw it away. Got to get rid of it. Take it down to the fire department, whatever. We're going to get rid of it. Take it down to the whatever. Don't throw
DEA,
it down the toilet.
Take back.
There you go. Take yes. back. Whatever. Going to do that. Heck no. Guess what? We find out they're longer. They're good for a lot longer than that.
Yeah. And the interesting part is that it's a military study.
Yeah.
And the military study is stating that it's called the Shelf Life Extension Program, that the FDA themselves tested over 100 drugs. Mm-hmm. of prescription and over-the-counter medication and found that more than 90% of them were safe beyond the expiration date. Well, how long beyond the expiration date? Greater than 10 years.
Oh,
jeez. Wow. I know. It's shocking. Greater than 10 years. And, you know, we all think about it. And in the study, you know, they concluded, and I'm going to quote this, and I'll put the link to the quote in the comments, that manufacturers put expiration dates on for marketing rather than scientific reasons.
No, tell me it's not true.
It's not profitable for them to have products on a shelf for 10 years. Truth in that. It's not profitable to have them. They want turnover.
Think about how much stuff gets wasted that's at a pharmacy and it's going to expire.
Your Tylenol, your Advil, the over-the-counter medications, Tums, simple things that... You have a tummy ache, you need relief, and you go to the counter like, oh, but it's expired. Should I take it? And I'll have patients that will call me, you know, 9 o'clock at night because they're actually afraid that they're going to hurt themselves.
Right.
So I appreciate that. And, you know, it's there for a guidance. And again, it said 90% of medications. So there's some medications that are going to lose their efficacy within that, usually a 2 year time.
It could be a liquid or something. It's going to evaporate or, I mean, it could be something. Maybe it's
oxygenation, things like that, something. That it decreases its, and actually sometimes it actually becomes more potent because it's becomes dehydrated. So
sure,
it becomes more potent.
But you know, you've also got to think about how many drugs that are at, say a distribution center or
just DEA take back.
Yeah. Or you know, somewhere.
That DEA take back was just recent. Mm-hmm. And don't quote me on this, but I remember it was like $480 million of unused medications that were turned in. And that was on the news about a week ago. So that's a lot of medications that, yes, we are a country of, we have a lot of things, which is great, but we also need to utilize what we're doing. And it'd be nice to be considerate of maybe that Advil or Tylenol should have an extra year. You know, we want to keep our public safe. We want to keep everyone safe. But what can we do to manage the cost of living, the cost of medications, and the waste of what that is?
Yeah, but think about the stuff that the Walmarts and the Krogers and the whatever and the HEBs and the Walgreens
are
throwing away. because, or returning to the vendor mm-hmm. because it's going to be 6 months, it's going to expire or whatever.
And then you go to pick up your prescription and they only have half available. And when you come up to pick up the other half, you've got another copay because you're picking up two prescriptions.
Right.
Instead of the way it used to be, it was one, they didn't have enough, so it was one sure. copay. So I hear that a lot from patients, and I always say, you know, have them order the medication, go back and pick up the whole medication, unless you need to get started that night. A lot of times we're, and that is Denali,
yes.
who is alerting us that somebody has a cane outdoors,
yes.
so we need to open up the door. So thank you, Denali. Thank you for letting us know.
That's right. She's protecting us from his umbrella.
No, she's letting us know that, you know, hey, you need to open that door.
That's right. But, I mean, but think about it. I mean, I know they won't stock much because they won't keep their stock up because they yes. don't want to have anything expire.
Yes. And now the FDA and the DEA is putting restrictions on how much a store can actually have of a medication and how much they can actually order. I have a patient that, you know, let's call him Mr. Smith. And he's called the office every day for 5 days saying, you haven't called that medication in. Well, we have. And we actually have switched to two major retailers. And I said, pick a private pharmacy. Because the private pharmacy, I know them and I know that they'll order the medication. Whereas the other two retail pharmacies that are large conglomerates, huge pharmacies, they couldn't order it because they had already met their quota. So it would not be available till the following
week, two weeks, three weeks,
could be a month.
Oh my
so that makes it really hard for patients. So I do appreciate the smaller pharmacies because they're going to work not only with the doctor, they work with the patient so that they can have them ready to go.
That's crazy.
I know, it is.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
And if it's not a life-saving medication, maybe it's something that it doesn't matter. It's a prescription medication. Patients feel safer when they have their prescription medications. And this gentleman was actually going to be traveling out of town to go see his grandkids and needed that filled. It wasn't an early fill. It was an on-time fill. So, you know, again, retailers, prescription medications, I believe in the small pharmacy that
sure.
is going to be more know who you are, just like here at Meridian, we're about the entire family taking care of you, knowing who you are, your family members, the grandparents, the great-grandparents, we want to know how all of it works together so that we can be here to be as supportive in every chapter of our lives.
But it makes you wonder how many different prescriptions that a pharmacy has to stock.
Oh, interesting. There's also another study that shows that patients only pick up 20% of what we write as physicians. So you can imagine how that can be upsetting to the pharmacy.
Sure.
And now that we have text messaging and we have a lot easier way to be able to say, yes, I'm going to go pick that medication up. Now I know it's at the pharmacy ready for me. And a lot of pharmacies, you know, they get busy or maybe they're short-staffed and they're not sending out that information. So information is also key.
Sure.
So you want to work with a pharmacy that's going to give you the information back.
Yeah, mine hounds me. HEB will hound you mm-hmm. until you pick it up or mm-hmm. they will put it back in stock 5 days later.
Yes, because they want you to be compliant.
Yep.
And you actually, a doctor actually gets a letter from your insurance company saying that this patient may be out of compliance for their hypertensive medication. Maybe they're on antidepressants. And they let us know that it was perhaps that they had not picked up their medication in a month.
Uh-oh.
So that gives us reason to call because every patient is on a scheduled appointment.
Yeah.
But, you know, perhaps they had extra or maybe that, you know, they had switched insurances and they filled one and then they had an extra month of another. You know, we don't know until we ask, and that's what a relationship is all about.
As long as it's not antipsychotic medication.
Well, you know,
that'd be kind of scary.
There are patients who are on antipsychotics, and you know, you and I would not know who those patients are. I know if they're my patient, obviously, but you know, these are people that are running companies and they are doing great. They know that they have an illness, and then you have others that maybe they made some poor choices in their younger years and they never really launched to be able to finish college or a career. You know, we all have choices and that's what we're here for, is to help family members make a choice to help each other and help the family.
I have a couple of people that I know that if they didn't take their medications, I would not be anywhere in the same city with them.
Yeah. But on medications, they're normal.
On medications, they're just
neurologically
fine. Otherwise,
it's a neurologic imbalance
yes.
that can be balanced.
Medications can be wonderful
yeah.
or not.
Or not. Yeah, so in the 60s, you know, you had patients that they didn't have medications. So they just put them on, you know, in facilities is what we'll call them. And they weren't nice. And then I want to say early 70s is when they released and they closed a lot of those because new medications had come out.
Sure. But, you know, that's just, you do so well for people just trying to decide yes, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
True.
I mean, it's just, true. Wow. I mean, it's just.
And that's why it's important to see your, what I call your primary care doctor is going to be the doctor that is your hub. You might see three or four specialists, but review all the medications because they're also responsible of talking to your specialist to make sure one specialist isn't you're not taking a blood pressure to lower your blood pressure and another doctor giving you one to increase your blood pressure because that does happen. So it's important to review everything.
Right. It sure is. And that's, you never know when one medication is counteracting the other one, like
correct.
You said, or you don't need to take this anymore.
Correct.
I really shouldn't be taking this anymore because I've got this new condition, but Dr. A doesn't know what Dr. B is doing. You never know.
And with
But you're in the middle, you being the primary care person.
We're the ones that are supposed
to. You get to see all of it.
Yes. So we're there to be able to help the maze of what is going on to help it all make sense. And, you know, that's when you have questions. You know, I always say, go to the doctor prepared. Have a list of questions. If it's 20, just hand that piece of paper over to the doctor. Let her scan through them. And that way she can probably answer like five of them in one sentence.
That's why you need to see your primary care physician next once a year.
At least.
Twice, a couple times a year. And say, by the way, I've got these new medications from Dr. So-and-so or Dr. So-and-so. And I want to just want to let you guys know, keep you up to date. On this is where I'm at.
Correct. And that's what relationship's all about.
Absolutely.
And that way we all know how to help you to be a better person. And that makes you a better spouse, a better father or mother, better aunt, uncle.
And you'll feel better, look better, and be better.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Any questions, any comments, any home remedies, any of that kind of stuff? info@everydayhealthhacker.com. We would truly appreciate anything, any kind of input, anything. Any
questions
or comments or any kind of input? It'd be great. Love to hear it.
We'd love to hear your comments and we look forward to hearing them. Please like and subscribe and we will see you next week.
Have a great week.